This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has announced that 7 all-party delegations, comprising 59 members of parliament, will visit a total of 32 countries and the EU headquarters in Brussels, Belgium, to convey India's resolve to tackle terrorism against the backdrop of Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju shared the list of MPs and delegations representing this united front. The 7 delegations will be led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, BJP MP Bejayant Panda, DMK MP Kanimori Karunanidhi, NCP MP Supriya Sule and Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Eknath Shinde. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has hailed Operation Sindoor as a turning point in India's security doctrine. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhinagar in Gujarat, he said that Operation Sindoor marked a historic shift in India's national security response. Mr. Shah emphasized that under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's decisive leadership, Indian armed forces struck deep into Pakistani territory, dismantling terrorist infrastructure. The Home Minister said for the first time since independence, our forces crossed 100 kilometers into Pakistan and obliterated terror camps.
भारत की सेना ने 100 किलोमीटर अंदर जाकर आतंकवादियों के कैंप्स को ध्वस्त करने का काम किया और जो डराते थे कि हमारे पास एटम बम है उनको लगता था उनकी धमकियों से डर जाएंगे परंतु ऐसा नहीं हुआ हमारे तीनों सेनाओं ने ईंट का जवाब पत्थर से देने का काम किया.
Mr. Shah will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various people-centric projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth over 1,500 crore rupees today. The Home Minister, who is on a 2-day visit to Gujarat, will also address a conference organized by the Gujarat State Cooperatives Union at Science City in Ahmedabad. Directorate General of Foreign Trade has announced new port restrictions on the import of certain goods from Bangladesh to India. In a notification, Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry clarified that these restrictions will not apply to goods from Bangladesh that are transiting through India and destined for Nepal and Bhutan. The directive, issued through a notification, has come into immediate effect. A report.
The import of all types of ready-made garments from Bangladesh will be prohibited through land ports. However, these goods will still be allowed through the sea ports of Nhava Sheva in Kolkata. Additionally, the import of fruit, fruit-flavored and carbonated drinks, processed food items, cotton and cotton yarn waste, plastic and PVC finished goods excluding pigments, dyes, plasticizers and granules used as inputs for domestic industries and wooden furniture will be restricted. These goods will not be allowed through any land customs station, LCS, or integrated check post in Assam, Meghalaya, Tripura, Mizoram, as well as the LCS at Changrabandha and Fulbari in West Bengal. However, the new port restrictions do not apply to import of fish, LPG, edible oil and crushed stone from Bangladesh. With Suparna's report, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, has announced that entry to all ASI monuments and museums across the country will be free today in celebration of International Museum Day. The Union Ministry of Culture has confirmed that the ASI is opening its 52 site museums and all ticketed monuments to the public at no charge, aiming to encourage broader public participation. Israel and Hamas have resumed negotiations to end the ongoing war in Gaza following a new military offensive launched by Israel. Talks began yesterday in Doha, brokered by Qatari and US mediators. According to an official, Hamas has agreed to release 9 hostages in exchange for a 60-day truce and the release of Palestinian prisoners by Israel. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall in Assam, Meghalaya and South Interior Karnataka today. Heavy heat wave conditions are expected in Jammu, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and northern Madhya Pradesh. IMD has forecast warm night conditions in eastern Madhya Pradesh today. And in IPL cricket, in today's fixtures, Rajasthan Royals will take on Punjab Kings at 3:30 p.m. in Jaipur, while Delhi Capitals will face Gujarat Titans at 7:30 p.m. in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.